Well, good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. This morning, I'll continue the series on the Lord's Prayer that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 6 during his famous Sermon on the Mount. Now, the opening of the Lord's Prayer is this, quote, "Our Father, which art in heaven." It seems perfectly normal to us today. Saying "Our Father" rolls right off our tongues without giving it a second thought, because it seems so perfectly natural. But 2,000 years ago, those who first heard this would have been rather surprised. You see, "Father" is a word, is an expression, is a term of endearment that reveals how accessible God is to us. For the Jews in the audience, this was a revelation. Jesus was telling them that God was not just some distant being. Rather, Jesus, by using the words "our Father," was letting them know that God is a loving Father who has a vested interest in his children. Now, today, we may take God's fatherhood for granted. But back then, Jesus was telling them something totally new. Jesus was trying to get across to those who heard them back then, and for us today, that we, as God's children, have access to the great God who is the creator and the sustainer of the vast universe. Brethren, what an opportunity we have. What a blessing. Now, the next part of the Lord's Prayer follows well when it says this, "Hallowed be thy name." Or, in other words, "We come to you in awe. May your name be kept holy." Yes, God is our Heavenly Father, and we can approach Him anytime. However, this part of the Lord's Prayer shows us the manner in which we should do so. God is holy, and we should approach Him with a sense of reverence, acknowledging that He is holy, and we are to be in awe of Him. God's name isn't something we should throw around without care. The name of God is holy and needs to be revered in that manner. Now, I'm not saying that we need to use a bunch of fancy words or make ourselves into something we are not when we are praying. We can come to pray as we are, but we should come into His presence with respect. So, friends, what does the first part of the Lord's Prayer teach us? It teaches us that God is present and cares about us. It teaches us that He is our Heavenly Father. And we can come as we are, but we should never forget the reverence of that moment. Amen.